would prefer running outdoor, just because it's, you know, you can obviously explore different places. The ground is never the same. You get different formats of, you know, outdoor, whether it's grass, whether it's gravel, whether it's, you know, in the woods. I think when I'm running, it's always in the back of my mind, like I have an option to take a shortcut and I can always call an Uber, but I always push myself at the end of the day, you know, because I want to reach that 8Ks, like I want to push myself.
Although the science behind the running formation and strategy employed by Eliud Kipchoge on his record-breaking run played the most significant role in him successfully running further faster than anyone else in recorded human history, another significant contributor was the course he ran. Not just because it had very few sharp turns, steeps, or declines, but also because it had very clearly defined rules. If he stepped outside of the road-marked area, his guidelines on the road to a world record feat for running, the race would be classified as a non-run because it would be shortening the distance. He would make it over the finish line, but he wouldn't have run the required distance for a marathon. In this season so far, we've been introduced to a few guidelines and principles that help us run the race to financial freedom, further, faster. But human beings get tired. We also are prone to taking risks, and as a result, we look for ways to go further faster, even faster. This impulse to find ways to achieve our goals quicker isn't something that suddenly disappears just because we're wiser either.
Infamous Comrades marathon runner Sergio Motsweneng has done it again. The runner who was caught cheating in 1999 when photographs taken throughout the race showed a mysterious change of positioning of his watch from his left wrist to his right wrist. This led to officials to investigating this mysterious change more closely. What they found is something that sounds straight out of a Hollywood script. He swapped with his twin brother who had been waiting in a public port-ilu 49 minutes into the 89-kilometer race. Sergio went for a toilet break and unbeknownst to the general public, out came his twin brother Fika to complete the race in ninth place.
The man in the report was suspected of cutting the course, finding clever ways to cover the distance without having to physically go the distance by exerting physical effort. South Africans love shortcuts too. So much that we have our own special word for it.
Double up. Yes, I'm trying to double up. Double up. Zamukwenzi, double up. Double up, make my money double up. Triple long days just to make my money double. If you wanna make a milli, first make 100. Then make 1,000. Then 100,000. Do the same thing till you have half a milli. Then just before you know it, boy, you got a milli.
That's a PPS advisor reading some lyrics from Ifani's 2013 hit Milli.
I like the way he's playing with the idea of bettering his life and financial position by doubling it up and making it twice as good as it is. You can see he understands that there are necessary steps to making money. First, you make $100, then you flip that $100 into $1,000, then into 100K, and then a milli. There's just one line there that reminds me about something I come across often when I consult young people.
Tebogo, can I reach this financial goal any quicker?
Every day, people start new journeys. And no matter what the journey is, people are looking for a faster way to get there with way less effort. There are people who would like to lose weight by discovering some miracle food that's going to burn the extra fat. Other people would like to have extra money without putting in extra effort.
I've been consulting people for many years, and one question I'm always asked is, Rodman, is there a way I can achieve my goal quicker? I always say to people, don't take shortcuts because shortcuts actually take too long. Now, why is it that shortcuts don't work? Well, think about it for a minute. Shortcuts are nothing but simply trying to attain certain results without putting the necessary effort. Now, we live in an era where something as tiny as a smartphone can bring you the entire world in your pocket. This, yes, is an advantage, but also has its own disadvantages. Because it has now people believing that they can have quick fix solutions to their problems easier.
All that technology makes it easier for us to fall into various sorts of fake offers and fake news cycles that cause our impulse for short-term gain to flare up. In turn, causing even the smartest people amongst us to be more susceptible to scams.
Technology has led people to believe that it is the miracle to all their problems, all their challenges in their life. They have fallen into the illusion that they can take shortcuts, tricks, and get-rich-quick schemes to get ahead in life without any sort of personal development. If there's no shortcut, what is the alternative? The alternative is to follow the right path. It is to dedicate yourself to achieve the results that you want. This will make you more deserving of it. You have to live every part of yourself and protect your dreams. Our ancestors had to fight against lack of resources, but today we fight against the access to all the information that causes us to look for shortcuts and procrastinate. We assume we will find quick ways to do things thanks to technology.
And because there are no quick ways of talking about the perils of taking shortcuts, we'll be taking the time to take a closer look at Double Ups on the road to financial freedom. This three-part miniseries focuses on scams, what they look like, why we find them so appealing, and what practical steps we can take to protect ourselves against the damaging and long-lasting effects of falling prey to an elaborate scam. Oh, and if you're thinking, wow, three parts, why so long? Well, you've already listened to part one. No need to cut corners. Further Faster is brought to you by PPS. The show is produced by Pi Slovakia Dance and recorded at Hey Papa Legend Studios in Bryanston. Thank you to Tando Mayeko, Nyakalo Tefu, Bilani Mzila, Tabang Manyelo, and Tepo Mashweo for research and writing. Nyaki Chabangu co-produced this along with Tepo Mashweo. Special thanks to our guests and contributors for their stories. PPS is an authorized FSP. All information and opinions provided are of a general nature and not intended to address the circumstances of any particular individual. We are not acting and do not purport to act in any way as an advisor or in a fiduciary capacity. Any representation or opinion is provided for information purposes only.